There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Wasmith, cutting through the matrix on May 21st, 2012. For newcomers, you should help yourself to the information at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And see, there's hundreds of audios to download for free, where I try and show you the system you're born into, how it really works, and how the conditioned you to see it in a different fashion, of course. It's a very old system, of really control. Controlled by always being the populace to believe what they're told to believe by predatory, or predatory really is the name for exorbitant predators at the top, but really basic preparation from your early informative years. First, your parents start because they generally don't know. They're living in a fantasy world, and then education takes over, and education is essential for you to be brainwashed later in life. If you don't get that early brainwashing, the subsequent propaganda doesn't take so well, and you can actually think for yourself, and then you're a danger to people. So go to the website, make use of it, lots do all over the world, and you can also get transcripts for download on all the sites I've got listed there, and get transcripts in other languages than English if you go into alanwattsentinel.eu. And remember too, you are the audience that bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and I don't sell any products outside my books and discs. So if you want to keep me going, and I mean really keep me going, and it's getting pretty bad now, it's very, very tight indeed, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, or you can donate, and you'll find out how to do it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. But from the US to Canada, personal checks are good, as is, you can use postal orders, international postal orders from the post office. You can use PayPal, and some people can send cash, as they do. And across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Because if you don't understand the past, you won't understand the present, and you certainly won't understand the future, because it's a very old program you're living through. And the techniques of controlling vast populations and nations are very, very, very old. They're actually very ancient, and knowledge is never lost as we go through generation to generation by those who rule. And, of course, it's all based on this system. Basically, it's run by the money boys. They've been around for thousands of years. And you can rule the world with the use of money. You can create wars. You've got think tanks to work on every possible problem, thousands and thousands of them. All the big foundations do, which are just fronts for the big banks. And they have big armies of NGOs that go and protest when they're told to, and they're very, very quiet when real things are happening because they're told not to go and demonstrate. So they're basically like an army that takes orders from the foundations that fund them awfully handsomely. And we live in a, as I say, in a system, an exact system, because the what a system means. And you'll find that everything in this system is really artificial, not to help you, but certainly to make full use of you as a worker generally, as a taxpayer, and someone who goes along to get along. They give you lots of entertainment, for instance, to keep you busy in your spare time. That way you don't chat about things that you should be chatting about that's coming down the pipe that will affect you, because you might do something about it then. So you get into a fantasy world. There's lots of fantasy out there to take care of all that, and then you're no problems at all. And you put all your stuff up on Facebook quite happily too, most of you, giving them permission, and they take all the data that's all out there on the web and use it along with their studies as they study you intensely. But you cannot help some people. That's the system we're living through, and it's getting worse and worse because they know that the public don't mind unobtrusive surveillance. Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I am on what we're back cutting through the matrix and talking about the big system, the system that very few folk understand. They often get carried away with sensationalism and stuff that will go back to their fiction, and they mix the two together until really everything becomes unreal, everything, even the history they're living through. And that's what you have to do, is find out the history you're actually living through right now, because even that is hard to get a hold of, the true reality of it all. And it's up to you to do your own thinking for yourselves. You don't go all over the globe bombing people year after year for year upon end. It just doesn't happen. And you don't do it at a time when your own country has been plundered by bankers. And you don't do it when also you've got more wars to come up to on the table, obviously. This is just, they're going further east. And you don't do it when people are unemployed and having a hard time. At the same time, they want to bring in stiff fees for carbon taxes and everything else. When they're doing all this at the same time, it's not because they're stupid or crazy. They have another agenda on the go for you for when this is all over. That's why. Now, here's an article here from Mainstream. It says, Afghanistan's Karzai thanks Obama for your taxpayers' money. Isn't that nice? At least someone thanked you for the first time in history, I think. And it says here, looking to a day when the Afghan war, as we understand it, is over. That's very well, interestingly worded. President Barack Obama met Sunday with Afghan President Hamid Karzai to discuss NATO's withdrawal from the strife-torn country in 2014. I guess if they're not out, the war is mandate is over, they'll go back to calling it a police action or something like that, or containment. And anyway, it says that Karzai, who aims to secure billions of dollars, it's a puppet government the U.S. put in, remember, and Karzai as well. In fact, nobody voted the last time, I think. It's only a tiny fraction of people voted who were all part of the government. Anyway, it says Karzai, who aims to secure billions of dollars in long-term aid for his country's military and economy, said to look forward to a day when Afghanistan is no longer a burden on the shoulders of our friends in the international community, on the shoulders of the United States and other allies, and bringing to you and to the people of the U.S. the gratitude of the Afghan people for the support that your taxpayers' money has provided Afghanistan over the past 10 years and for the difference that it's made to the well-being of the Afghan people, Karzai told Obama as he walks away with more billions. But that's just the way it goes, isn't it? And there's folks starving at home. And, of course, all their factories are now in China because the politicians made that part of the agenda too, because all the politicians, it doesn't matter if they're left-wing, right-wing, at the top, they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations who are sworn to bring in world governments. And they were the guys who signed the WTO that allowed all your factories to be shipped, paid for by your taxes too, over to China. And all their losses for up to 10 years if they claimed they were not making what they thought they'd make. Not bad deal, eh? Hasta la vista, U.S. It says Mexicans wave goodbye as the crisis deepens. It's a video put up tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com with all the topics discussed. And it says thousands of Mexicans are packing for a home after finding less opportunity in the U.S. than they hoped for. Discovering a fragile economy and weak job market, many illegal immigrants are heading back south of the border, reversing a decades-old trend. And I'll put that link up for you to see. They're living pretty well down south. One of those guys has got a nice car, a nice home, and all that, which is a lot more than some people in the U.S. have got now. And this article here is from Australia, and it's from the Greenies, of course, who are telling people now how to live, which is the big agenda, how to live, apart from who to breed with, or if they allow you to breed at all down the road, because they want to save the planet, having fewer of you. And it says, the website offers ways people can avoid using power. Use blankets, pullovers, jumpers, and exercise to keep warm. So jump up and down and keep warm in the winter. And the charities, the advice is patronizing to the poor. So people should wear jumpers and blankets and so on, play board games, and work more to save on energy bills this winter. The federal government website says, isn't that wonderful? Your government is the biggest blower of money on the planet, who they can't go out for a meal of 10 people without bringing in about 10 grand just to pay for it on your tab, of course. They're telling you how to live. And it's an absolute disgrace, absolute disgrace. And, of course, there's a charity that says that advice is patronizing the poor. Also goes into the fact there's an awful lot of poor folk emerging who can't get work and they're losing their homes and all the rest of it. But the Living Greener website tells people that choosing all these clothing, extra clothing, overheating and so on, and walking and cycling, over driving, can make a difference to how much winter's bite will hurt your wallet. So the power of the purse in the end could make you all starve to death, freeze to death, whatever, unless you get bundled up and jump up and down for the whole of the winter. They did the same thing in Britain a few years ago, by the way. Same article, actually, same damn wording from the same organisation that runs Australia, Britain and everywhere else. It also suggested drying up shopping lists that will prevent food from being wasted, and having fun unplugged, such as playing board games instead of the Xbox, will also save on bills. And so it's all to save the planet, of course, and to cut down your energy bills, which is the blackmailing part of it. But that's the way the world is going now. And also, here's an article too. It says electricity bills are set to rise to pay for wind farm subsidies. And that's in Britain. Household electricity bills rise as much as a quarter to pay for wind farms and other forms of renewable energy, according to a new report. And it challenges the government's claims that energy bills will actually fall. The other one, the study challenges the government's claims that energy bills will fall in the next years because of energy efficient savings. The coalition is relying on the savings to offset the price increases caused by renewable energy subsidies. I mean, they get millions of dollars in subsidies to give you a trickle back, these wind farms. Just those extra costs are added onto the house. household bills in the form of consumer subsidies. This week, the Department of Energy and Climate Change. You don't have a Department of Energy anymore. It's always Departments of Energy and Climate Change. Right? Makes it a done deal, sort of thing. Will publish its draft energy bill, setting it out how it plans to reform the electricity market and reduce the cost to households. So, it says that energy bills will begin to fall from next year and will be reduced by 7% or £94 by 2020 because of new energy efficient policies. But the thing is, it's going to be way more than that because of all the propping up they get from the taxpayer. So it's a complete scam and a con. You can't win. See, the system is not meant for you to win. It's just a big agenda, and you're going along with it whether you like it or not. That's what they're telling you, really. And this was another one, too, from Australia. Environmental stake aimed at senseless surfing in the internet by bored people. And similar to the last Australian one. And it says, if the entire internet were a country, it would be the fifth largest consumer of electricity globally, moaned Claudia Sprintz, Super Nag of Greenpeace Austria. It says, and that figure, she claims, will triple by the year 2020. A huge consumption of resources is taking place out of pure boredom, Sprint says. YouTube videos of cats wandering aimlessly through the web or searching for worthless information that's forgotten from its lair. This behavior is destroying the environment, she frets. Sprint says that people should go out for a walk in the park if they're bored. Just a single search for Chuck Norris causes as much as CO2 as a car traveling 7.5 centimeters. It's great how they pick out numbers out of the air and just stick it up there. Anyway, Sprint has a complete accounting of human violations against the climate and environment. Modus operandi, the internet. So he used the internet. Did you know that 62 million spam mails sent annually are equivalent to 1.6 million cars traveling around the globe? She also says that people need to be made aware that surfing in the internet consumes energy and we have to use the technology more responsibly. And then she goes on about a whole bunch of ways to do it. And it's amazing, these self-appointed guardians of the planet, isn't it? The self-appointed guardians of the planet have been given the power to even tell us what to do. Because they've appointed a lot of these people onto the boards of every government as, you know, science czars and things like that, environment czars. And most folk now today don't really care much about privacy. The trained, actually, they've been trained, the young ones especially, who needs it? Who needs privacy? And it's just, we've gone through so many articles in the past about Facebook and others grabbing all your data. And you've got $97 billion or something they're talking about there, and for a free thing. Where are you getting all that money from? For the folk who study you, of course. Facebook and smartphones, the new tools for psychological science research, so they get into it big time. Whether you're an iPerson who can't live without a Mac, a Facebook addict, or a gamer, you know that social media and technology say things about your personality and thought processes. And psychological scientists know it too. They've started researching how new media and devices both reveal and change our mental states. And it says, with Facebook preparing to sell shares in Wall Street for the first time next week, investors aren't the only ones who want a piece of their social media giant. Social scientists have recognized Facebook and its 800 million plus users as a goldmine for data about people's social relationships, and many researchers have incorporated it into their research programs. Psychological scientist Robert E. Wilson, Samuel T. Gosling and Lindsay T. Graham compiled all social science studies involving Facebook and took a look at the types of questions researchers are asking. And it's all to see if the big agenda is working and the absolute destruction and grand finale of the family, really. That's really what it's all about, you see, to see how dysfunctional society is now. Because pretty well it is. It's completely dysfunctional now. It can't go on forever being dysfunctional. But the ones like the Pentagon, who actually have virtual use using all of this data, know that eventually the time will come when they'll bring a different kind of system, a very totalitarian system, which you can see the beginnings of right now. That's what people bring on themselves, isn't it? I'll be back in a minute after this break.
There are
are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm back. And this is Cutting Through the Matrix. You know, the world really is dysfunctional. It's going really, really crazy, too. But in this big system, this world, global system, you understand, we're being taught gradually that we're all the same. Everybody's the same. And anything that any human being can do in any strange way at all is therefore normal. And you have to accept it, like it or not. It's an order, basically. And lots of things are going to happen as we go into this further into the multicult. You cannot be offended, you see, by anything, unless you belong to the ones who are causing this, the far liberal type that are pushing this, because they're allowed to be offended, but no one else, you see. If you're politically correct, you can be offended, but no one else can be offended by what you do. Anyway, it says that Thai police arrest man after baby's bodies are found roasted and wrapped in gold leaf. This is an old, old custom, actually, in Thailand that's making a big resurgence. And the Chinese are in it, too. Lots of people are in it. There's big money involved in it, too. And it says, Thai police arrested the British man Friday. He's actually Chinese, but he's got British citizenship. After discovering 6 human babies, which had been roasted and wrapped in gold leaf in preparation for a type of black magic ritual, according to reports. It's actually a Far Eastern ritual. Police say Friday that they found the corpses packed into suitcases in Bangkok's Chinatown on Thursday. The AFP news agency reported Chow Hock Kuen, a British citizen born in Hong Kong of Taiwanese parents, was being held for possession of human remains. And it says Quinn or Khan had repeatedly brought the corpses several days before for 200,000 bahts, $6,400, and planned to smuggle them into Thailand. It was not reported where he bought them, but police speculated it was in Thailand. And it says, although some media reporting indicated the bodies were fetuses, why would Chumnung of Bangkok's police children's and women's protection unit told Reuters that the bodies were of children between the ages of 2 and 7 months. Some were found covered in gold leaf. And it says, Kam Chumnung told the AFP that Kuen planned to sell the corpses to clients who believe they will make them lucky and rich. They're really big in this over there. The Chinese are too. Luck as a way of replacing all religions, lucky and awfully rich, you see. Anyway, he faces a fine of 2,000 baht, or $64, and up to 1 year in prison. It says that he was staying at a hotel in Khao San Road, Bangkok's backpacker area, but that the bodies were found in a separate hotel. Police had received a tip-off that infant corpses were being offered to wealthy clients through a website advertising black magic services. Black magic rituals are still practiced in Thailand, where street-side fortune tellers offer ceremonies to reverse bad luck. According to reports, the ritual of enshrining fetuses is practiced in some Chinese communities. And that should go down well here. It'll probably take off. We're so degraded here, and nothing would surprise me at all. Not at all, you know. And I think it's called Kumon Thong. Is what the technique they used for their gilt, the gold gilt to put on them. And it actually says in this article, it's an effigy or statue which is revered in Thailand by animists and Buddhists. The statue is believed to bring back luck and fortune to the owner, properly revered. And again, they cover that with gold gilt, same as these babies. And it means young boy or young girl would be Kumari. Thong means golden. For the wrapping that they give on them, so it seems to be back in practice, and they want to sell them. I know there's also a Buddhist priest kicked out of a monastery for doing the same kind of thing a while back, and he started doing the same thing on the streets. He was selling them on the streets, didn't discontinue the practice. And there's an article here too, it's from the BBC, and it says Thailand fetus found. A find breaks abortion taboo. This is an older story, but it kind of ties in. Now, the BBC's all for abortion across the whole planet, so they actually make an excuse right away, oh, there's a lot of women getting pregnant. But then they go into the black magic part of it, and the fact that Thailand itself is so full of hookers, of even you know, children at 12. That's a big place for predators to go. For paedophiles and predators to go, because they have such lax rules and have so much AIDS now with these young girls, just forced into prostitution to please the foreigners. Anyway, he says in the quiet corner of a Buddhist temple in Bangkok, an impromptu shrine has been created. Cartons of milk and children's toys have been placed on the ground in front of an imposing great building divided in a small compartment marked by padlocked doors. This is the temple morgue where bodies are stored before being cremated. But the shrine's unusual because the offerings have been left to ease the transition of restless souls from this life to the next. The souls of 2002 aborted fetuses that were recently discovered behind the locked doors. Remains are widely believed to have come from illegal clinics. And then they go into their, it's a shame they're all doing illegal abortions. But then they do go into the fact, after hyping up and doing a rah-rah for abortion, they go into the problems in the country itself with massive prostitution, it says here. Thailand is also a society full of contradictions. Part of central Bangkok revered the seedier side of life. Open-air bars line the streets with names that leave little to the imagination, such as red lips, pretty girls, and spankies. The bar stools are occupied by women waiting to entertain male customers. And it's pretty, pretty sad, but it goes on about different sex trades and so on in Thailand. But the world's got hell in the handbasket, as it was designed to do by those who rule it, and they're bringing a new system. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Waterback, cutting through the matrix and but it's wonderful world we live in. It's, mind you, it's quite an exciting time. I mean, you're never bored for a second on the things that are happening all over the place, isn't it? The MBTA and Homeland Security plan to release dead bacteria into three red line stations this summer to test bioterror sensors. I've texted us earlier, this is a later update on it. And it's, I think it's in the Boston area. The test will be done in Cambridge and Somerville at Davis, Harvard Square, and Porter stations. It says the bacteria is, which they say it's harmless. It's used as a food supplement for humans and livestock. A food supplement for humans and livestock. And it's ingredient in organic dog food, according to a government Q&A attached as a PDF. So that makes you feel they're telling the truth. So the tests were done in Cambridge and Somerville, etc., etc. According to the WCVP, I'll have to get a new dictionary altogether. Some residents who attended Wednesday's public hearing at the Cambridge YMCA expressed concern about the plan. They also criticized the exact dates for the tests have not been made known, it says. The bacteria will be released when stations are closed to the public, really. The government had rejected a plan to release live bacteria at rush hour. That was the first plan, to simulate more closely how an actual attack would likely take place. However, that option was rejected because of the possible danger to immune-compromised riders. I was thoughtful of them because the German don't bother. For details, please see a second attached PDF with the government's analysis. So they have that there, too. And they say it's because of the biological attacks in subway systems, which have long been a concern. In 1995, a Japanese cop released nerve gas in the Tokyo subway system. The attack killed 12 people and injured 5,500. Remember, in the 70s and 80s, the U.S. were actually smashing light bulbs making all the stuff for their pets as well. And of course, if you know yourself that these small vet clinics, these guys go into this job because both like animals. It's not nothing to do with the incredible cash they're making. But anyway, pet owners say cat's cancer is caused by vaccine. And it says the family pet is dying of cancer. The owners say their veterinarians told them the tumor was likely caused by a vaccination. Bumps start growing towards the beginning of the year. There's Elisa Gordon, one of the cat's owners. Her cat, Hozart, has a large open tumor just above his tail, same spot where the cat was vaccinated in Montana years ago. It was just a routine visit. Oh, your cat needs a vaccination, said Anthony Gordon, Elisa's dad. I was never told of any risk or anything like that. Anthony said the cat was vaccinated for rabies, distemper, and feline leukemia. Since Hozart developed the tumor, the family has learned that leukemia vaccine isn't necessary for indoor cats like Hozart, and that it carries one of the highest risks of any animal vaccine for causing cancerous tumors. So it seems to be the vaccine most likely to induce sarcomas, said Dr. Deborah Gamaroff from High Country Veterinary Hospital in Colorado Springs. So watch your cats. And I know vets nowadays won't see a dog or a cat unless the first thing they'll ask you is it had all its vaccinations. If not, they won't even, doesn't matter if its leg's hanging off. That way, look at that dog until you pay them to give them all their vaccinations because it's big, big bucks, you see. Yeah, that's why they go into the business. I saw, in fact, an article not too long ago where a family of lawyers, second or third family of lawyers, had changed right over into veterinary science because there's more money in it in small animal clinics, especially at the emergency time after 5 p.m. You pay $500 just to cross the door before they look at the thing, and then all the rest of that on top of it. So that's why they go into it. It's like people, you know, they'll mortgage their homes, and they'll also mortgage their homes, all their family, to make sure little Tommy or Susie stays alive, or might, because there's never a guarantee, is there? And medicine, same thing. Same with the pets. Now, in Britain, it's gone crazier and crazier, of course, as it's intended to do. Warning over busybodies who are given legal right to fine and demand information as numbers surge. And the police powers handed out by Candies warns Civil Liberty Group. Members of the public are given power to hand out fixed penalty notices and request names and addresses of those accused of antisocial behaviour. Now, antisocial behaviour might not be not shutting up when you're telling them what's happening in the world and they don't like what they're hearing. Anything can be construed that way. Careers ruined by someone given a few days' training. So thousands of civilians are part of a growing busybody army with police-style powers to find and demand personal information. Civil Liberty Group, the Manifesto Club, yesterday warned that the extremely dangerous trend is resulting in police powers being handed out like sweets, which is candy. There were 1,406 official snoopers in 2008, but their ranks, which included traffic marshals, private security guards, and street wardens, have swollen to 2,647. And it says the Manifesto Club submitted requests on their Freedom of Information Act to the 43 police forces in England and Wales and discovered that 28 operate community safety accreditation schemes. Under the schemes introduced by the Police Reforms Act 2002, a chief constable can give employees of councils and private security firms powers to carry out specific approved roles, it says, including the right to hand out fixed penalty notices for dog fouling, littering, cycling on a footpath, fly posting, and to request the name and address of people acting in an antisocial manner. Someone who can also confiscate alcohol and cigarettes from young people and issue penalty notices of up to £80 for disorder, which are recorded on the police national computer. So it says only five police forces, West Midlands, Gwent and Avon, Northamptonshire, Somerset and the Metropolitan, were able to provide records on exactly what punishments were being meted out, according to the Manifesto Club. So that's what you've got. You get more and more of your control freak society as they use behavioural modification and punishment, which is always financial, to bring everybody into line. And it'll expand and expand from all the things it started with to many, many, many more things down the road. But they always do. They always start with something to make it seem, oh, I don't do these things, and then expand all laws, expand and expand, until you have to be watching, not smiling at the wrong moment. It could be a bad sign. Tonight, too, putting up a video of the teacher who yelled at the students. I'm sure you've all heard about it, because he asked about Obama, and the teacher's name is added on it. It's quite interesting because, you know, the teacher definitely is absolutely 100% for Obama, and I guess it's a political lesson or they were having. And the student asked about abuse after she mentioned that this other guy had caused abuse, and yet he said, well, Obama said it. Same thing in abuse. He abused someone at school, he said in his own biography or the ghost written one. And the teacher was off the rails. So it's a bit kind of back and forth, quiet at first. Then you hear the teacher screaming her lungs off because she's not, you can't insult the president. He's like, you know, he's like a god, obviously, see. And it's quite interesting that the teacher is not suitable for even starting a topic to do with politics at all. The way she behaves. I'll put that up tonight too at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And we know, of course, those who are interested, that the NATO protesters have already clashed with the police in Chicago. And there's a small group that always ends up turning up at all these demonstrations, no matter what it's for, World Trade Organization and so on, and they call them the Black Bloc, which are dressed up like ninjas. And I think they fly them all over the world, the same bunch, actually, because a lot more trained, I know for a fact, in the Serbian area. There's a documentary I put up years ago on the professional training they get to go around. And you can hire them. Your police forces can hire them to cause trouble so they can go in with the batons and all the sprays and stuff. And they do. And it makes everybody else look they're all crazy. It's a small fraction of the public or the protesters who turned up. But everybody gets blamed in the end, always. But, yes, governments can hire them too. Anyway, Chicago police in riot gear battle with the angry Black Bloc protesters in Michigan and the Cermak on Sunday, with officers raining down baton blows, pushing taunting protesters back and leaving some bloody. A sea of blue helmeted police officers began violently battling with the protesters just before 5 p.m. The fight stopped and started and stopped for about an hour. A strong flare-up of violence erupted around 5:30 p.m. just as lightning began flashing to the east. This is after an hour of pushing, yelling, and aggressive crowd control tactics. Police pushed the block of protesters back 50 yards. Although most of the pushing and shoving had subsided by 6 p.m., a protester could be seen being dragged away by the police. And it gives you the story about all the rest of them getting dragged away as well, with cracked skulls and things like that. And interesting too, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, remember him? Rahm Emanuel? His administration downplayed the seriousness of the clashes. While there have been scuffles with individual protesters, the Chicago Police Department has acted professionally and with restraint as protesters refused to disperse, one city official said. Throughout the clash, dispatchers could be heard on police radios reminding officers they were on live television and should show restraint. I wonder what happened if they didn't know that. The press conference at 8 p.m. Sunday, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy choked up when recounting that four officers were hospitalized with injuries, including one who was stabbed in the leg. Several others were treated at the scene for minor injuries. They didn't have an estimate of how many protesters were injured, but many were bloodied and loaded into ambulances. Sunday night, at least one woman who had been arrested could be seen limping in a police station at Belmont and Western, and later someone was taken from the station in an ambulance with a police escort. So, it says here, the taunting protesters were throwing sticks, bottles and garbage cans at their officers at the intersection, where a mostly peaceful march erupted into violence. As I say, these guys, the professional agent provocateurs, are hired. You can hire them. And countries do hire them when they want riots to take place, so that they can basically smear all of the protesters with the same brush. This is common practice now. They hire them now because, you see, they've caught so many police at it before, dressed up like thugs. And even when at Montreal, one of the big demonstrations there, and when they caught these guys doing all the I don't know if they're throwing the Molotov cocktails or whatever, but they all had this military-style boots. It turned out to be actually police boots. They were all wearing this freedom. And that broke out there. They were the agitators themselves. So you can't even have a peaceful demonstration now. This is the tactics that governments use with the public. So just hire the black bloc protesters, and they'll turn up and do their job. And probably if they're caught, they'll just get them out of the country very, very quickly too that same night. Old stuff. Old stuff. Now, propaganda is an incredible thing. Libraries of on propaganda itself and how propaganda works and how to do it. Very old studies, the present modern studies, but they've always really known what makes people tick, how to turn their minds, and how to make them to believe anything that they want you to believe. But always too, propaganda, this was surprising in this article, propaganda has always been aimed at both your enemy, your main enemy, if it's across the water somewhere in wartime, but it's also supposed to work on the public at home, because the public are not supposed to, they're not part of intelligence agencies, they prattle themselves, so they must be taught the same propaganda. This article here says, congressmen seek to lift the propaganda ban, as though it never happened before on Americans. Propaganda that's supposed to target foreigners could now be aimed at Americans, reversing a long-standing policy. So before it's a policy, see, now they're going to make it law. That's what it is. So it says that an amendment that would legalize use of propaganda in American audiences is being inserted into the latest defense authorization bill, BuzzFeed has learned. The amendment would strike the current ban on domestic dissemination of propaganda material produced by the State Department and the Pentagon, according to the summary of the law at the House Rules Committee's official website. The tweak to the bill would essentially neutralize two previous acts, the Smith-Mund Act of 1948 and Foreign Relations Authorization Act in 1987, that had been passed to protect U.S. audiences from our own government's misinformation campaigns. Now, I think it was last year, I read an awful lot from the Pentagon's own websites on what they were going to put out that year in propaganda. There was hundreds and hundreds of stories they'd planned to put into the papers, the newspapers, just insert them and buy handouts, and no questions asked, of course, by the media. And so they've been at it forever, and that's for domestic use, obviously. Anyway, this is to make everything up above board and lawful so they can lie to you legally. And so the bill would essentially neutralize the two previous acts. The bipartisan amendment is sponsored by Representative Mac Thornberry from Texas and Rep. Adam Smith from Washington State. And with little news, press released earlier the week, buried beneath the other high-profile issues in a $642 billion defense bill, including indefinite detention and a provision on gay marriage at military installations, Thornberry warned that in the internet age, the current law ties the hands of America's diplomatic officials, military and others, by inhibiting our ability to effectively communicate in a credible way, in other words, misinform the public. Make it legal, eh? Critics of the bill see there are ways to keep Americans safe without turning the massive information operations apparatus within the federal government against American citizens. You've always been under it, folks. That's the big secret. You've always been under it. Every country is under their own. Every single country in the world. Yep. So, but at least they can do it legally now. And they don't complain about it, and you're consenting to it as well. That's how it works. Now, I read this next article too, which is to do with the weaponized avian flu virus, which can be made airborne, you see. And I read that last week. But it's interesting to go through a little bit more of it. And in fact, I read about it last year, because it came out last year and the government put the big hammer on it. They want it published. But the Science Journal is poised to publish a study that some experts believe could give the recipe to bioterrorists. That's nonsense, because you're churning out, biochemists every year who could make this in their basement or their kitchen or in their backyard or their shed. It's not hard to do that. As I mentioned before, in the 1940s, during World War II, Canada was producing the most advanced deadly viruses and bacterium that anyone had ever made. Little old Canada here, under the pristine white snow, we're so goody two-shoes. That we lead the world in this kind of field. And they said back then, from declassified documents, that they could engineer a virus to be deadly in about an hour or so with what they call fast breeders. And that's the stuff they put it into to alter and so on. And Canada's deadly, or Canada. Canada's Secret War, Deadly Allies is the name of the book. Try to get a hold of it. It's by an ex-reporter of the Toronto Star newspaper. And he has a lot of declassified stuff from the government and from the U.S., Britain, Canada, all working together. They made lots and lots of old deadly stuff. So anyway, this article, back to this article here. The Dutch scientists who engineered the avian flu virus to make it more deadly to mammals by making it spread through the air, so it's aerosolized now. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt talking about the bird flu. Remember the one that fell flat on its face because the World Health Organization said years ago, oh, it's going to kill people all over the world. And it was so hard to contract it because some parts of the world that we were talking about where they had deaths, the people actually drank the blood of the chicken before they cooked the darn thing. And if you can get a lot of things from that, not just that. But anyway, that's really what the few folk who died over it. That's where it came from. So they caused all these panics over here, and it did great business for the vaccine industry, the big pharma, and it fell flat in its face as people said, well, it hasn't hit, and we haven't got a killer flu virus, or the bird flu is what they call it, the deadly bird flu virus. So now they've made it a killer. So it is a definite killer. Now it can also travel through the air as well, which it couldn't before. It wasn't transmissible through the air. And it says here, the study is from an experiment by a Dutch scientist who engineered the avian flu virus to make it more deadly to mammals by making it spread through the air. What they did basically is say, well, It would take 5 steps, if it went at least 5 steps, out of thousands of 5-step programs, you might say, if it went these 5 steps, it could turn into a killer. So that's what they did. They altered the genetic structure of it, took this away, put that part in, and then they've got a killer on their hands. And to prove that it could be done, and then they can anticipate, well, if they see it going that way in nature, but doing it itself, then we'll get ready for a big pandemic. This is their excuse. Anyway, it was funded by the U.S. government, which has sparked a passionate debate amongst the scientists. Part of the debate is over whether research could, where it could lead and whether it's worth it. Well, they want a killer flu. Mind you, they've got lots of other killers as well, but it certainly would be a very efficient now that it's airborne and now that it can attack all mammals. So that means us as well. So that's really what it's all about. That's what war industries are all about, isn't it? Killing people, and they want to bring the population down, don't they? Anyway, some scientists are really, really against what they've done because they said that it's certainly not worth it, and it brings us closer to the nightmare of a massive, you know, not just pandemic, but an epidemic. But you can see where it was really going on. It's old stuff, though, altering bacteria and viruses to create them killers, and all their governments have been involved in it, even before World War II, but definitely picked up in World War II, and it's a nightmare going into even the stuff that's declassified from all that time ago. It's a nightmare if you knew what they have on the table. And even ethnic-specific ones as well, only attack certain types of humans with certain genes, etc. It's just absolutely disgusting. But that is the world that we live in, a very scary time. And actually, too, we do live in a time when some crazy person, just like the 12 monkeys, remember the movie 12 monkeys? Some guy who just didn't look like humans, probably a really top greeny character. And there are some up there who really believe you should cut the population back of useless eaters. So there's only about half a million left or half a billion left on the planet. It depends on what fanatic you talk to or read their articles. I read one from Finland recently. The guy really does want to kill most of the folk off. And these are the guys who are more likely to release this kind of stuff or work on it. That's all you really need. And these guys who go into these kind of occupations where they're working on viruses, do they have any psychology tests done on them to see what their makeup is like? Are their opinions on things? Are they fanatics by any chance at all? Or would they be snapped up by the Pentagon if they were? You know. Well, folks, now I really need your donations to start coming in because folk are just expecting you to go on forever, just putting everything up for nothing. And believe me, I don't ram ads down your throats. And that's why I need your help right now with donations to get money coming in, because I'm not even covering my costs here. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
The next